הרחבות, הנודע מיורדי הים מותר ביושבי היבשה, מיושבי היבשה אסור ביורדי הים. שיורדי הים בכלל יושבי היבשה, and by the way, we're not talking about these guys that have a little sailboat they hook up every once in a while. לא כאלו, we've been through this. לא כאלו הולכים מאקרו ליפו. We're talking about a guy who's ready to sail all the way to Helsinki. מי שדרכו לפרש. I keep telling Richie that's the way to go.
Yeah, a little 5 meters.
We gotta go. We gotta go all the way.
I have seen.
Not just around the islands. Huh. Can't get him to risk it. There's no sharks in those waters. Shalom Tomar. What does this last piece mean? This piece that says Lo ke'elu ha'olchim mi'aku le'yafa. What's it coming to explain? The Reish or the Sefer? So in the Bavli, we thought it was one or the other. The Yerushalmi holds that it's referring to both the Reish and the Sefer. So it's saying like this: Shelo toma elu ha'olchim mi'aku le'yafa ela b'mishadak le'farish. Don't think that it means Anodim yordei ha'yam. Means dafka, people that are real sailors and they go all the way to Helsinki. No, that's not the pshat. But so, no, somebody would just go from Akko to Yafo, which is not so far away. It's not called Yordei Hayam. Or me. So and the other part of the Mishnah, Miyoshvei Abasha Asur B'Yordei Hayam. You think that means Lo Sof Tavar El Kegon Elo Alchim Akko to Yafo Elo Mishadak LeFarish when it's going on the Sefer. Somebody who's noted me Yoshvei Abasha is also Yordei Hayam. Don't think it means only the type of Yordei Hayam or only Urset sellers and won't go all the way to Helsinki. Even those who will go all the way are still considered to be Yoshvei Hayabasha. Velo Yoshvei Hayabasha nada. I mean, didn't he just noted me Yoshvei Hayabasha? What we have to say is that home is the seller. Ala Amra. This teaches you Yoshvei Hayam Bechlal Yoshvei Hayabasha. So even if you go far away, not just Miyako Yafo, since the end result is you're going to be on the land, unless they bury you at sea. But you know, this is the old sea captain's request. Richie wants to be buried at sea off of his sailboat.
There's no place like home.
Nodar miyordei hayam liyachas shloshim yom nasa b'nei yabasha. Somebody who has this anof miyordei hayam liyachas shloshim yom, during those shloshim yom the sailor retires and comes home to live in a lighthouse. So now the question is, do you go after the shas ha-neder or do you go after the shas when the neder is cha, and at that point they're yoshvei yabasha? This is really tafluk to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. It's dependent in the machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, where a woman says, "Areini nizira la'akos shloshim yom." Then she goes in and gets married. So Rabbi Shmuel holds the baal is able to be made for because at the time of the chalos and the naziras, we had this whole discussion about it. At the time of the chalos and the naziras, she wasn't his rishus. Rabbi Akiva says a baal can't be made for bekodmi, and this is considered to be the neder is because it's the time that she made the neder, she wasn't nourished to the Baal, and therefore it doesn't matter when it's chal. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, he holds that it goes after the chalos of the neder, achan neder. And since at that point here, the chalos of the neder, the guy is now living in a lighthouse and not on the yam, he's not called Yordei Hayam. Rabbi Akiva omer achar yisur, according to him, you go Akari Yisur, which is much for the opposite. This is what it means, because in fact that's the Shita. Akari Yisur means after the time of the Amira of the Neder, in other words, that which creates the Yisur, not the Chalosa Yisur. So at that point, it's Bechlal Yordei Hayam, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, so she would be, at that time, even though right now he lives in a lighthouse, would be Yisur. Ube'elen Taliyata Tricha, we have an Ebaya about people that go for Tiulim, and they're just on a cruise, like maybe they're going to Alaska, or Tahiti, or something like that. But they're not going for Parnassah. They're just Talyanim. It's tourists. So that's called Yordei Hayam, even though they're spending an awful lot of time on sea. But spending time on sea is a guy who's got to be on sea, whose life is the sea, his parnos is the sea. So his life is the sea. A guy who's just a tourist. A tourist does not, exactly, a tourist doesn't define your life. You're on tour, but that's not your life. Very interesting sukkah issue, right? And this hangs. The question is a hanging question. It's a bad lifestyle. How do we view touring at sea? Very interesting.
That's the university of the
Shmakabai. Yes, yeshiva at sea.